As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, man, Vlad, I have this Super Bowl take that I want to get off my chest so bad, but not right now, not the time. We have some not Jimmy Butler news. It's another diva in town, Tyreek Hill. He's running his mouth. Talk to him, man. Talking. Vlad, give us a little update on what Tyreek Hill and his lips recently flapped about.
I'm
sick of it, man.
No. I'm going to read a tech that had me laughing like that. That's where I was laughing.
I'm upset, but yeah, that's not good news.
Here we go. Or maybe so this is from Dolphins Wire.
All right.
This was sent to me by Yahoo Sports. This was written by Adam Stites. Adam Stites or Stites?
Stites.
Stites. Okay, Adam Stites.
Good friend of mine.
Okay. Tyreek Hill isn't feeling contrite a few weeks removed from his eyebrow-raising comments after the Miami Dolphins loss in Week 18. The eight-time Pro Bowler actually feels he was pretty justified in telling reporters that he was opening the door to leave the team following its 8-9 finish. What y'all heard at the end of the season is frustration, bruh, Hill said on a recent Twitch stream. I've been winning my whole life. I don't understand. I bust my ass every day. So I deserve to feel like that. I deserve to have some sort of opinion. Y'all just want me to say, oh, well, get him next year? Nah, F that. Hill said that he had to put pressure on the Dolphins to fix things and the team needs to add some dogs. In the time since his post-game comments, the situation has been smoothed over. Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel told reporters that he was able to clear the air with Hill and embrace accountability in their meeting. According to Hill's agent, Drew Rosenhaus, the receiver is committed to the Dolphins football team. But it remains to be seen if Miami's willing to live with Hill's decision to quit on the team in the regular season finale. A trade isn't out of the question, and one NFL executive even thinks the Dolphins will be willing to send Hill to a division rival to be done with the drama. Hill, who turns 31 in March, finished the 2024 season with 81 receptions for 959 yards and six touchdowns. It was his first season below 1,000 yards since 2019 when he missed four games due to a shoulder injury.
Three things with that statement with me. Number one, it's a kick in the ass to the Miami Dolphins, and you know what? Maybe it's not the worst thing. We say it all the time. They don't have enough dogs. They can't win in cold weather. Now you're hearing it from Tyreek Hill that, yeah, we need some changes to be done here. This is enough is enough. I commend him for that.
You see, this is... Oh, man.
I commend him for that. Number two, I work my ass off every day. From the guy that also said, I'm not getting enough reps in practice with Tua. So you kind of, where you at on that one, Tyreek? Number three. If it's going to be drama like what we have with Jimmy Butler, trade him now. I do not want to go through this another time with another player here in South Florida. If he is going to be like Jimmy and dog it and fuss and feud, and you know he can't stop running his mouth, trade him now. That's all I got.
I've been saying this for a long time. I told you this was going to happen right. I told around March and April, I said, look, you guys are going to have your two biggest stars. Well, your three biggest stars with contract situations, which was Tua, Tyreek, and Jimmy. Tua was going to have to be taken care of because that's just the state of affairs in the NFL. You got to take care of your quarterback, especially if you think he's your franchise leading quarterback. But now, you're also going to have to take care of Tyreek, who, as unbelievable as he's been for the first two seasons, putting up unbelievable numbers. You know there's going to be a chance that the antics are going to start taking place and it's going to outweigh the performance on the field. Same thing with Jimmy. Jimmy, three Eastern Conference Finals, two NBA Finals, playoffs, all of that. Playoff Jimmy. Unbelievable. But sooner or later, his antics are going to surpass the success on the court. But you are going to have to come to a decision where you're going to have to look at the fan base who loves their players and are going to side most of the time with the players. you're going to have to show them a reason why you're getting rid of this player, or this player is no longer an asset on your team. Miami Dolphins finished 8-9. And unfortunately, with their 8-9, I said, if you really think about it, they could afford to have a crappy season, because those contracts, that all those extensions they signed in 2024, don't kick in until this season, 2025. But you gave Tyreek that contract, and it's been nothing but
headaches
since.
Yeah.
So,
go ahead.
Is he wrong in also saying that Miami needs to add some dogs, and that was his way of maybe letting them know, putting a fire under their butt? I'm not going to lie to you.
They do.
He's going to have the fan base that also agree that, you know, this is the general manager and the head coach are accountable for a lot of the problems here, and they're not, you know, they're not in charge, or they're not taking control of matters. If that was his way of putting, you know, lighting a fire on their ass, then okay, cool. But was there a better way? Because the thing about it is, quitting on your team is quitting. Like, both Tyreek and Jimmy, if the fans' eyes, have quit on their team.
Yes.
And that's hard.
And there's hard evidence that.
And there's hard evidence that you did that. I mean, when Jalen Waddle, during a TV timeout, that Fox didn't even know what they were doing. Fox was just showing the camera scamming, and he just so happened to catch Waddle like, yo, Cheetah, you gone? Like, you done? Like, yeah. And then when you see everything afterwards, and you already know that there is a narrative about you, that when things start getting to an expiration, you start souring, things get bad, and it usually ends nasty.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to let a lot of the stuff slide, you know, get by. But the more things you let get by, the more things start adding up.
Yeah.
And it's added up to the point right now where, now what do you do with Tyreek? Do you go into this season with everybody on notice? Do you want to go in a season with a disgruntled wide receiver, disgruntled star wide receiver, who's already been paid already? So he got paid.
He's going to get his money.
He got his money already. So he now he just wants to win. And he can actually tell you he's a winner.
And Tyreek, I'll tell you this. Tyreek Hill, whether he quit, whether he did this, he's a competitor. He wants to win. I never doubt that 1 second.
Right. And he can tell you that because he's the only one that has a Super Bowl title on that ring.
He's been in an organization that knows how to win playoff games.
Right. So remember what you said earlier during the show? Is Tyreek upset that the Chiefs have been winning without him?
Hell yeah.
I
would be.
Let me tell you this.
If I left this show and it went up in ratings, I'd be upset. I ain't gonna lie.
If I left this show and you, for 3 years in a row, you and whoever has been still killing it.
Yeah.
And even though I thought, oh, you're killing it, but the show may not be the same. I might have lost the luster that I provided.
It wasn't as good. It's not as good, but it still does well.
It's still winning?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be upset, because guess what? I'm gonna be like, damn, I could have just stayed.
Yeah. I'd be upset. I'd like to say that I wouldn't, and I'd like to say I'm the bigger
person.
No.
I'm human. Not. I got an ego.
I got
an ego. I'm gonna be sorry. I'm going to be quietly hating.
Another thing I try to see on the player's side is this. You know, people are like, well, why does Tyreek Hill need to get paid if other people are getting paid? That's also human nature. Why does Jimmy Butler? You look around in your office and you see
facts.
And you see somebody that is as good as you are, maybe in your same category, get a pay raise. But you don't get a pay raise. So they're making now, let's just say, $10 more an hour than you. You're like, well, I'm easily, maybe even better than them, but easily as good as they are. Why are they getting a raise? So what do you do? Do you sit there quietly and just go, well, maybe one day they'll take care of
me? No, you start inquiring about, you know, you start, no, before you go to the boss, you start inquiring.
Yeah.
Because you want to make sure you have all your ducks in a row, so that when you go present your case to the powers that be, they know that, okay, this, you have a valid case for why you want a raise.
And when you're inquiring, you're probably mouthing off a little bit like, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? Like, you do it too. So you're sitting there like, why do these players say like they're humans?
Like, okay.
So then you go to your boss.
Take away the amount of money that these people make.
That doesn't
matter. It's the principality, Smokey. It's the principality, Smokey.
I'm not going to say this. $1 million should change that. No.
It's the principle, yeah. If the market states that you're the number one receiver, you make the numbers, and this is what you should be making, There is no problem if Dan Day says, well, the market says that the top quarterback or the top rate or the top radio host does this. This is what I should be getting. Especially after so-and-so who's done least than I've done or who just came into the situation is not a fabric of this culture or fabric of this organization.
That's a logical ask. That is a logical ask.
Absolutely.
And I don't care. Well, I wish I could turn down millions. Not, once again, take that out of the equation.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
It's just what you get paid. But it's logical. You go to your boss and say, hey, let's just make this right. But if you don't want to make it right, you're going to force me to do some things that I don't particularly want to do right now. So let's just make this right. And then it's on the boss. And what do you do if the boss tells you, nah, you'll stay at the same rate?
Then that means now you either make us think about it or you start looking to other ventures outside. Yeah. So are there organizations outside?
When you put it in terms of more, I guess you would say layman's terms, what Jimmy and I'm not excusing their behavior, but what Jimmy and Tyreek are doing is relatable. To me, it's relatable. Now, the details of the millions and billions of dollars and stuff like that, okay, that's not. But they are seeing that they feel they're valued at this. They're seeing other people get paid at this. And they just want to get what they believe they're worth.
But no, they're different in this simple fact. Tyreek got paid.
Tyreek is going to get paid.
It's going to get. That's right, because it was an extension.
Right.
So he's going to get paid. So he signed his deal. It's not about the money.
No.
It's not about the money. But there are ways of going about business, especially for him when it's not about the money. It was his play, his performance, and something that he may have to start understanding, and maybe the teams aren't understanding, the fan base understandings, that maybe he's not the same cheater anymore.
Yeah, that's my other thing too. Maybe this isn't the same Jimmy anymore either.
And that's what's scary. That's when you look at management. And that's what management's looking. And if they're saying that, now you have two egos. That's when now you got the battle of the egos.
Vlad, before we go to break, I want you to finish this one for me. What's the Bill Belichick motto?
Oh, I'd rather get rid of them a year early than hold on to them for a year late.
Tyreek Hill, Jimmy Butler.
I mean, when you see the rumor that they'll trade him to the Patriots. I mean, that's the other thing when you know. I always say, if a team trades you to their rival, they must know that you're donezo.
Yeah. Yeah. Except for Saquon Barkley.
Well, he didn't trade. He was free agent. But I always thought when Andy Reid traded Donovan McNabb to the Commanders, I was like, why would you trade him to your rival? Oh, you must think he's donezo. He's wash.
Tread lightly, guys. Tread lightly.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.